Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today I'm going to make something really quick and really simple from ingredients which you probably have in the fridge and the cupboards. I'm going to make pork meatballs in a rich tomato sauce. Hello, and I'm The Unseen Cook, and today I'm going to make something really, really simple with ingredients that you probably have in the house. Now, we've probably all had days when we thought, what can I make for dinner? And what have I got in the kitchen that I can actually use to make dinner? Because I don't really want to go to the shop. Now, today's dish is made pretty much from ingredients that you probably have in the fridge and the cupboard. Now, I'm going to make pork meatballs. And now, although I use pork sausage meat, the truth is you don't have to. You can just use pork sausages. And all you have to do is to squeeze the meat out of the skins and then discard the skins and you have pork sausage meat. And then I'm going to use things like tinned tomatoes, olive oil, a bit of white wine, a bit of sugar and some pasta. Generally all stuff we have in the cupboards at home. So what we'll do is we're going to pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, so what I'm going to do to start with is I'm going to make the meatballs. Now what I have here is I have some sausage meat, just normal sausage meat. Now if you can't get hold of sausage meat, you can use just sausages and then you essentially squeeze the meat out and throw the skins away. Now what I'm going to do with that is I'm going to form that into balls. You don't need any other ingredients, just the sausage meat. I'm going to form that into balls and then what I'm going to do is just put that to one side. And now I'm going to make the sauce. Now, obviously, I've been handling raw pork, so I've just washed my hands. So what I have here is I have some shallots. Just going to quickly peel those. And then I have some garlic, which I've already peeled. I'm going to pop all of that into the food processor. Just whiz that up. Right, now what I have here is I have some fresh oregano. I'm just going to chop that. And I also have some basil. Now, you don't need to chop basil. You just tear the leaves. Right, now what I have here is I have some olive oil. And I'm going to pop that into this saucepan. Then I'm going to switch that on. And now that's heated up, I'm just going to pop in these shallots and the garlic. And I'm just going to soften those for a minute. Now what I'm going to do is I've got some tinned tomatoes. And I'm just going to tip those in. These are chopped tomatoes. And I also have brown sugar, which I'll stir in, and a little bit of white wine, about a tablespoon. Now I'm going to throw in my herbs, my torn basil and my chopped oregano. Stir all that together. And you're just going to reduce that for about 5 minutes. And meanwhile, let's turn it down a little bit. Meanwhile, I'm going to cook meatballs. Now, I've got here a frying pan and I'm just going to pop some olive oil into that. And light the hob. Now, I'm going to pop these in and start to fry them. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip these. Start with. They'll be too soft to lift up the tongs, so you might want to flip them with a spatula and then you can lift them out with tongs at the end. Right, now those are cooking, I'm just going to bring the kettle back to the boil. And then I'm going to pour that into the saucepan. And now I'm going to lift these out onto the plate. Now, firstly what I'm going to do, I'm going to put this water on and bring it back to the boil. And while I do that, I'm just going to pop these meatballs into the pan with the sauce. And I'm going to cook that for about 10 minutes. Right, now the water's boiling. I'm going to throw in some pasta. And then you're going to cook all of that for about 10 minutes. Okay, so that's all been cooking for about 10 minutes. I'm just going to check the pasta. Now, there are two ways you can check pasta. You can either take some out with a fork and taste it, and if it's kind of al dente, which has a little bit of a bite, but it's definitely cooked. Or you can take the wooden spoon and you can stir it into the water and you can feel the consistency of it. Yeah, that's about good. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn that off. Still got my sauce boiling away there. Drain that. And then I'm going to switch this off. And then I'm going to serve the pasta with the sauce and the meatballs on top. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make pork meatballs in a rich tomato sauce, shape the sausage meat into small balls and set aside. Add some olive oil to the saucepan, then peel and finely chop two shallots and one clove of garlic. Add these to the saucepan and fry until soft. Add two tins of chopped tomatoes, one tablespoon of white wine, one tablespoon of soft brown sugar, and 15 grams of chopped oregano and 15 grams of basil leaves torn. Simmer for approximately 5 minutes until the sauce has reduced slightly and thickens. Heat some oil in a frying pan and fry the meatballs on all sides until they are golden. Add these to the saucepan with the sauce and cook for a further 10 minutes. Bring a pan of water to the boil and cook the pasta for 10 minutes. Drain and serve with the sauce stirred through and the meatballs on top.
So that's pork meatballs in a rich tomato sauce with pasta and seam.